This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Phil Stasik, the president of the Space Coast Progressive Alliance, also Rakan Alshaibi. He is a student and part of the upcoming Brevard Youth Summit. Let's start out, Phil, telling a little bit about the Space Coast Progressive Alliance and what you do.
The Space Coast Progressive Alliance is the voice of liberal and progressive thought here in Brevard County. We advocate for civil rights, for the environment, for social justice. And one of the things that's very interesting right now is that young people are out on the street. Young people are getting involved in community affairs and legislation like never before, at least not in the past couple of generations. And we've decided to have a youth summit, bringing in young people from across our county to talk about the key issues of the day. Of course, everybody right now is talking about mass shootings, gun control, that sort of thing. And I suspect that that will be part of this. But we're not picking the subject. It's up to the young people that are going to be involved in this summit to pick it. And really lucky today to have one of the organizers of our youth summit.
Rakan, tell us a little bit about the event on March 1st and what type of people will be speaking and what topics will be addressed.
So on March 1st at the Front Street Civic Center, we're going to have a night where a group of students and youth from Brevard County will come together to discuss topics that, well, now at a time where they're very relevant, and to have a debate and a discussion and to possibly come up with solutions afterwards to conclude these problems that we have in our country today. And the discussion is going to be in the form of a Socratic seminar, and that's where there's two circles of students, and the students alternate. The inner circle speaks at once while the outer circle listens. And when the inner circle is done, then the two groups switch. And what we hope to get from this is some dialogue and some various thoughts and some various representation of thoughts as well. We have some unique people coming to be a part of this, some children from various schools, various backgrounds. So we're going to have a nice, diverse understanding, unique take on the topics we're going to be discussing. But of course, at a time when turn on the news and the relevance of the importance of youth in our community today is so large. So it's perfect timing for an event like this to have youth to participate and to really come up with solutions that some might struggle to come up with today in society. So I look forward to it. It's going to be a great opportunity for a nice debate, discussion, to foster leadership and solutions for the future as well. So for topics of discussion, in addition to gun control, of course, we'll be talking about renewable energy versus oil companies, immigrant opportunities versus immigration threats, majority powers versus minority rights, global warming versus economic opportunities, global leadership versus U.S. global domination, dumping into Indian River Lagoon, and also healthcare solutions.
And you have a pretty prominent moderator for the event.
Yep, we're going to have Judge A.B. Majeed, who is the longest-serving judge in Brevard County, be the moderator for the event. Stop if there's any pauses, ask some questions, and to develop the discussion on that night.
And the neat thing is that the audience will be able to not only listen to the young people in their discussions, but I believe we're going to be able to have them interact as part of this program, the idea to ask questions, to add their thoughts. This is not going to be something you just come in and watch. I think this is going to be something for our entire community. Come together and let's take a look at some of these tough issues, because I tell you what, my generation obviously has not been able to solve these problems, and we're looking to the younger people today to help us solve these things. Our young people aging between 16 and 22, both high school and college age people, again, from across our county, this is going to be really interesting.
So we hope everyone will come out. The Brevard Youth Summit will happen on March 1st at 6:30 p.m. at Front Street Civic Center. And you do have a website where people could find out more information.
Sure, at scpaflorida.com.